stamps and green energy programs. Going higher, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage, now over 7%, says ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
That surge follows last week's downgrade of the U.S. credit outlook by Moody's, causing investors to look for safer investments.
On top of tornado cleanup in many states overnight and last weekend, more than 30 million Americans are under new weather alerts. A fourth of 10 New Orleans jail escapees has been captured. Investigators believe that they had help. This is ABC News.
This is David Grant from the Max FM News Center. Two University of Wisconsin-Platteville students have died after an incident that occurred at a residence hall on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville campus on Monday afternoon. UW-Platteville officials issued a statement on Monday night reporting that two students, Kelsey Martin, 22, of Beloit, and Hallie Helms, 22, of Baraboo, have died. This incident was a targeted and isolated event between two individuals. Families of the students have been notified, officials said in the statement. UW-Platteville Police Chief Joseph Holman said the shelter-in-place alert was cleared just after 5 p.m. last evening. Dr. Laura Reynolds, Provost and Vice Chancellor of the Academic Affairs, said during a Monday evening press conference that they will cancel all final exams at the UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campuses. Because we're a close-knit community, we feel this is in the best interest of our faculty, staff, and students, she said. Officials said that the campus will remain open and that students could receive counseling through the Mantra Cares and University Counseling. For information about student counseling resources, visit the University of Wisconsin-Platteville's website. This is David Grant from the Max FM News Center.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:02 with Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, the birthday girl herself. She turned 79 today, Cher. Happy birthday to her. It is 8:10. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Winds 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40. 1 to 2 inches rain is possible, a high of 48. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy, breezy continues with a low of 43. Wednesday, showers, a high of 51. Thursday, a chance of morning showers, partly sunny with a high of 60. Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 60. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs will be in the 60s this weekend, probably mid-60s, mostly sunny. Saturday, shower chances Sunday and Monday. Currently, Emily, 40 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
That it is. It is
It's always nice to wake up to a really nice day, but every once in a while, I mean, we are Wisconsinites, right? We do like the weather and how it is always keeping us on our toes. Sometimes it is okay to wake up to a rainy day because it just, I don't know, unless you've got an outdoor event planned, you know, or you got to be working outside. So I'm just speaking for myself. I'm not talking about how everyone else should feel by any means. I would not assume how anyone should feel about anything, but I'm for myself saying it is kind of one of those days that you think like, you know what? It's going to be okay to sit inside and get a bunch of office work done, or it's okay to be inside and get my inside chores done, or whatever it is, because, like, I know that when it's nice out, because it's not always nice out in Wisconsin, I always feel like I need to run outside and be in it and spend the whole day outside, which is great, but then none of your inside stuff gets done.
Right. So you're going, I love a rainy day.
Yeah, kind of. Today, it's okay. It's I do love the rain, and it's nice to have an excuse to not have to feel the pressure to go enjoy the weather, because we know it's few and far between sometimes in Wisconsin. And when it's nice, it is so nice here, so we want to get out in it, right?
Exactly. But and it's not the other kind of precipitation, so we're happy about that. You know, I just ran
we
out.
Don't even need to talk about
nope.
that anymore, do we? Come
well,
on now.
There's
it's
always a
May.
Chance of that happening. No, I've seen it happen at the end of May, so it's possible. Aye, and aye. I had to run out there. I forgot to put my coat on. I took, because, you know, I have the dog in studio with me today. And he's like, yeah, I need to go outside. I think he figured out that our neighbors were here and he wanted to go say hi to them when they get here this morning. So he got to greet them and is very happy that he's here in the studio today with me. So if you hear a little extra noise, that's what's going on. I've got supervision in the studio, maybe we'll
oh,
call
thank
it.
Goodness.
Yeah, someone has to supervise me. And today it is Stout, so he's happy to be here. And, you know, we had our morning breakfast already because, you know, we were both a little hungry and he goes right into foods that should never be reheated in the microwave.
Oh, boy.
Do you know that microwaves can cook food unevenly and lead to cold spots? According to a Michigan State University, these cold spots could also be harmful, allowing harmful bacteria to survive during the reheating process. Gross.
Gross.
Just gross is all we're going to say. But maybe yep. the time saved is not even worth it. But if you're going to nuke away, here are the five foods that experts warn should never be microwaved. What's the first one on our list this morning, Emily?
Number one, hard-boiled eggs. It builds steam within the egg and can lead to an eruption whenever the egg is cut into, or even worse, when you bite into it. So when they're talking about an eruption, they're talking about an eruption of steam, I believe, and steamed insides of the eggs, which could burn you. So that's always a risk. I know that microwaved foods can be, like it said, hot and cold in weird places. It's not evenly cooked. So therefore, you could burn yourself and or like they're saying, the unevenly cooked cold spots can actually breed bacteria. So hard-boiled eggs, folks, don't reheat them in the microwave. Dave, what's number two?
Number two, foods rich in vitamin C like broccoli, bell peppers, berries, leafy greens. When exposed to heat, the vitamin C is destroyed. It is recommended to eat these raw whenever possible. Now, broccoli, I prefer to steam. And if you don't cook it too long, that works pretty well. But you don't want to overcook it. You don't want it to be mushy because then you lose the vitamins and nutrients. Why you'd be cooking berries in the microwave, I'm not sure at this point. I question that one on our list of things you should not microwave. Berries seems like a natural one. The only thing I can think is maybe they're frozen and then you're defrosting them. But I wouldn't put berries in the microwave. I mean, that's just seems counterintuitive.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is because you're heating them up to put over ice cream. I mean,
yeah, and then you're not worried about
but
the
do them
nutrients.
In a pot, do them in a pot and a pan, you know, do it that way. And you know what? I've reheated broccoli a lot in the microwave, so I will not be doing that anymore because I like broccoli a lot and I like to cook it, but then I don't want to eat it cold after that. So
Right. Just
put it in a pot. It takes like 2 minutes. It actually takes less time than the microwave, and you just stir it and it gives you a minute to take a break, take a couple deep breaths, stir the pot rather than walk away or stand in front of the microwave and get those old school microwave waves coming in your brain. No, that does not happen, but those of us that came up with those giant
Emily's
microwaves
story.
Don't feel like that. That might happen.
What's number three on our list, Emily?
Sure. So we are talking about foods that should never be reheated in the microwave, folks, because either it's unhealthy, it might burn you, or it heats unevenly, leaving cold spots, which can breed bacteria. Number three is chicken. Food safety-wise, reheating chicken is safe, but it won't be yummy. All of the moisture evaporates, leaving the chicken with a weird taste and texture, kind of like rubber. Not that any of us would admit ever chewing on rubber, but that's what the chicken kind of comes out to be. It's not great. Not great.
And if you
but
chewed
at
on
least
rubber,
it won't kill you.
I have so many questions because it's just like, yuck. And then just associating with how the chicken would be, yuck. So yeah, chewing on rubber apparently is a thing. Who knows, but
Yuck.
Nah, I don't know. I just that's a texture comparison that I can come up with. I don't know. It's for real, for reals.
But yeah, I can see that because it dries you out. Number four, I have personal experience with this from when I was younger. Seafood. Guaranteed to dry it out if it's from the sea. So high heat is not ideal. Unless you like rubbery fish, then go for it. The other reason you don't put fish in the microwave is it stinks. And it will stink up the whole break room and probably the establishment you're working in. And then your coworkers are going to be mad at you because the place smells gross. Because when you were younger, one of your parents sent you with fish to reheat in the microwave and it didn't go well. That just maybe happened.
I feel bad for the people you're working with because that hangs in the for a long time.
Yeah, it hangs there. It's like when you even bake it in the oven or a cookie. Your house is going to smell like that for a while. Imagine nuking it. No way. Don't do it.
Oh, your poor coworkers, Dave. What do we get to do?
Well, I'm just saying this may have happened to someone when they were younger and, you know, they didn't realize.
Asking for a friend. That's we're going to have an actual show special. No, I'm just making this up. A show special that's called Asking for a Friend. And it's all going to be stories about Dave asking for a friend, which we know what that means.
Yes,
that friend
we do.
May or may not be Dave Grant. Anywho. We are talking about foods that should never be reheated in the microwave. We've gone through two of the three major meat groups. Let's go ahead and go through the last one. Steak. If you microwave steak, it causes an uneven reheat. It will dry out in certain spots while other parts remain cold. And it's also rubbery and gross. And honestly, like
leather.
I'm not a huge steak eater, but I do like a good steak every now and again. And if it's not, like if I go to a restaurant and they serve me the steak and I can't eat it immediately, I probably won't eat much of it because it's so good when it comes right off the grill or right off the pan or wherever it's coming out of within like 5 minutes. It's just not good anymore. I mean, it's still fine, but like, you know, if you want a steak, like you want it when it's hot, fresh, right?
Well, you do. Now, here's one tip I do have for reheating steak or prime rib. If you want to reheat it, put it into a pan with a little bit of water or beef broth. Or beef bouillon with the water, and then you will have something that tastes pretty good because then you're kind of reheating it up with the moisture, and then you're not overcooking it. That's the key if you're going to reheat that type of meat. Again, you want to eat it when you have it, but you say, for example, you ordered that huge steak or that huge prime rib, and you can't eat it all. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll make it for breakfast the next morning so then you can have steak and eggs, and let me tell you, it's delicious. But again, you don't reheat it in the microwave. You reheat it in a pan with a little bit of water or beef broth, and it'll taste so good. So there you go. So again, the foods you don't want to put in your microwave and reheat are hard-boiled eggs, foods with high in vitamin C like broccoli, bell peppers, berries, and leafy greens, chicken, seafood, and steak. So it's kind of an interesting topic. Plus, it just does not reheat that stuff evenly, Emily. That's what it ultimately comes down to.
Right. So there's, you know, we got three issues going on here. We got texture, we got taste, and then we've got even reheating, which whether or not you like or dislike the fact that it actually has like different temperatures within your bites, it can be harmful to your health. So, you know, I think lesson learned here is the microwave can be helpful for some stuff. But if you've got an extra like 3 minutes, just use a pan or a pot. Like Dave said, you can reconstitute or recook things in a way that keeps the heat even and keeps the flavor there, doesn't dry it out. Like there, you know, there's ways to do things like that. So, you know what is a good, this is random, but everybody likes French fries, right? French fries are only good when you first get them. Not true. So you can bring your French fries home from a restaurant, which often have always just like sat there and you just don't eat them because they're kind of gross when they're cold. An air fryer, if you have one of those, throw those old French fries in there, man, and they come out just like, throw some new salt on them, maybe just a teensy touch of like extra oil. Not if they're like extra oily from the beginning, but you know, that it cooks them right up. They're like regular again. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. So if you're a person that likes to, you know, keep your fries and wants to know how to work them better to have a leftover good fry, the air fryer does it. Air fryers are kind of amazing.
Yes, they are. So there you go. And another way we can save you some time and money is at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Our flash sale goes for another 40 minutes, half off that $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap Inn in Reedsburg till 9 a.m. Just $15, no code required. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to celebrate calendar days, and I'm going to be curious if you're celebrating one of these today.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. I'll be curious if you're celebrating, because I know I'm not celebrating it, so we'll just leave it at that, and so we'll see if you can figure out which one that is. So calendar day is at 8:40.
It's a game. Fantastic.
Yeah, it is, because if I'm celebrating, then we're all in trouble, so, or I'm going to get hurt. That would be my hint of the day there. So the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It's time for a little Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it on Mix FM.
We'll be right back. Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town?
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town?
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town? Won't you take me down to Funkin' Town? Won't you take me down to Funkin' Town? Won't you take me down?
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Well, and Stout, he's in the studio today with me. And I said to Stout, I said, hey, buddy, let's take a nice picture together. And you know what? Every time I go to take a picture with him lately, he sticks his tongue out at me. So tried getting our picture. The tongue is out. We'll get that over on the Max FM Facebook page shortly. So everyone can get a good chuckle out of that one. And yeah, we're having a little bit of fun in studio with him today. He's here if anyone needs some emotional support. That's why he is here today, is to help out anyone that needs a little extra dog love today, because he loves hanging out with people. So yeah, he's laying in front of the fireplace. I hate to break it to him, but we're not starting a fire in the fireplace today. A little bit cold and damp out there. We'll have a full look at our weather forecast in just minutes. I do want to remind everyone about our flash sale over on maxfmbigdeals.com. 30 minutes to take advantage of this offer. We have a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap Inn in Reedsburg. That certificate, just $15, no code required over at maxfmbigdeals.com. This $30 certificate is towards a virtual sports session. Maybe you want to improve your golf swing. Try football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, hockey, rugby, or maybe a little bit of zombie dodgeball. That sounds kind of fun. This $30 certificate is just $15 today and today only in our flash sale till 9 a.m. over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Emily and I'll be back with you at 8:40. We're going to have some fun with calendar days. The morning show is brought to you by Bearwood State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage.
This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
The Crew hosts the Orioles.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with 4 hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Hard sometimes, morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger, put in hot water and cold water during the day, and get ready for the game.
NFL owners meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a 4-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
You know, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day, I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:40 on Tuesday morning, May 20th. We'll get to calendar days in just 1 second because there's some good ones on here, Emily.
Ah, yes, there is. I think I found the one you were talking about.
Okay, well, we'll see. And just a reminder, 20 minutes left of our flash over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Half off a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap Inn. Just $15 to 9 a.m. No code required. Shop local, save big. Take advantage of our flash sale now. And one of my favorites is World Bee Day today. And they're critical to plant reproduction and human nutrition. Who doesn't love some good honey? And we need bees to pollinate everything. So we're very thankful for them. We're also thankful for Weight and Measurements Day because we need to be able to weigh things, measure things, and without weights and measurements, we would not be able to build things, Emily.
That is right. All of these things are important. And you know what? You could have tied that in, Dave, just saying you missed an opportunity because who's a better builder but a bee? I mean, have you seen a beehive? That thing is pretty incredible.
It is insane what goes into those. And it's just like, you know, the amount of work they put into that is unbelievable. And the other one is it's World Autoimmune Arthritis Day. We support the fight against autoimmune diseases. Together we can find a cure. It's a purple and teal ribbon. So definitely something that we stand behind and support and think about every day. As I know people that do suffer from autoimmune diseases. So it is something
absolutely
personally near and dear to me.
And I really appreciate like a lot of these, you know, when these calendar days focus on specific, you know, health issues, and they do have these beautiful ribbons with particular colors that, you know, signify that you are in support. And, you know, that kind of trend started, I think, with breast cancer awareness, you know, back in the 90s with the ribbons.
Yeah.
That's not true. Before that, because there's military support with the yellow ribbons. I mean, it's been for a very long time. I think these particular, that twisted ribbon has been something that's been signifying of support for things. And then they've been able to kind of continue that with different kinds of things to show your support. I just appreciate that. So I love that we're able to share that with you all, depending on what thing we're talking about. So what I want to talk about was National Women in Aerospace Day. This day also celebrates women who work in commercial aviation. So, of course, flying the jets that we all can travel on, plus defense, military, space, et cetera. So there wasn't all that long ago that women were not welcome into that world. So very, very proud of those folks who have changed that and those folks who are, you know, blazing the trails to get up there and do all of those things, because that seems like a really stressful job. I don't know that I would want to do. So hands down to y'all that are doing it. That's intense.
It is. Definitely. We appreciate them because we wouldn't get anywhere literally without them.
That's right. This is not a segue in any way, but it's just fun. National Pick Strawberries Day. Let me take you down because I'm going to Strawberry Fields. We all know that Beatles song. If we don't, should know that Beatles song. It's a good one. It's not actually about strawberries, but who cares? We'll just apply it to, to calendar days today. It is May. It is early in the harvest season, and strawberries are one of those things. So it is fun to do that. There is a lot of places in Wisconsin that have hosted strawberry picking because they have fields. You can go do that there and you'd be out in nature and it's tons of fun. Strawberries are red and so are some of the beautiful high-heeled shoes I see in this picture that they provide for us. It's that time of the year to strut in your highest heels and make history. So I think this is the one that Dave was thinking I was going to maybe celebrate today and he maybe wasn't. Okay.
Yes.
Thought and done. Yes, here we are. So high heels can be a lot of fun. They can also be a lot of pain. I've had my time with high heels. I do it every now and again, but I used to go dancing in high heels and for sure with it. I was that girl at the wedding with like immediately in bare feet. Like it's fun for a while. After a while it's not fun. But they do look nice sometimes. So if you're gonna go for it today, go for it. Enjoy your high heeled. But what Dave might do is enjoy his national red sneakers. Maybe?
Yes.
I don't know. It's about being aware of the hazards of food allergies. But apparently you can wear red sneakers and share that support as well. Dave, you got some red sneakers?
I don't have red sneakers. I was just thinking about that. And no, I don't have red high heels either because those heels were also red in that picture. And, you know, all I'm going to say is they look like they're way up in the air and that just looks like an accident waiting to happen. So Just saying. And, you know, red shoes, no, I am pretty boring with my shoe colors. I'll be the first to admit that. My shoes are boring. They're usually gray or black or blue or something like that. And they're not white either because they don't stay white long either because I just am rough on shoes. And that's just, it's a thing. You know, and
I think there's a coinciding rough on shoes and rough on cars kind of thing. I want to say that there, I bet a lot of people out there that are hard on their cars are hard on their shoes. Or, I'm one of them.
Or hard on their hands. I mean, if you look at my hands, that's another very evident thing. So I think they all go together. This one I absolutely love, and this picture is amazing. It is National Rescue Dog Day. So step up, show kindness and love to rescue dogs on this National Rescue Dog Day. We talked about our pets of the week yesterday from the Stockholm Humane Society. One of them was Rah-Rah, who was at the Poochapalooza at Back Row Baraboo Motors with us on Saturday. And she was the pet of the week yesterday for the dog. She was an amazing, amazing dog. Please adopt her. Please, please, please. Or adopt Ryder or a Kovo. I mean, all three of those dogs were so great there. Please rescue them. Take them home today, sockhumane.org, because you know what? If I could, I would take every one of them home. They're just, it's a great thing.
I know, and me too.
I love having dogs around. My very first dog was a rescue dog, and that dog took such good care of me. I'm not sure who rescued who. It's also National Quiche Lorraine Day. Want to be a master chef without the hassle of cooking several dishes? They've got you covered with that. So, yes, that looks delicious. Also, it's National Band Director's Day. So if you've ever enjoyed the musical performance at a high school sporting event or other events, thank the band director because that job is not easy. Trust me, I was one of those students at one point. Just saying. It's also Flower Day, so you might have that special someone out there. Take a flower to them, or, you know, maybe just go pick a flower from somewhere outside legally and give it to someone as well. And I said legally.
Yes, don't legally. Just, that's the thing. Don't be legally picking from other people's yards. I got in trouble for that when I was a kid, although I didn't know. I just thought, you know, I mean, flowers are kind of for everyone, but I didn't know as a little kid that, like, people's yards were separate, owned property. You know, I was little. So,
like
yeah,
2 weeks
don't do
ago.
That. Or if you are, ask them if it's okay. but sharing flowers with folks always feels good on the giving end and the receiving end. So, yeah, definitely. And there's a funny picture here for this one. It's Hats for Headway Day. Help raise funds for brain injury survivors by posting a photo of yourself in a hat. And I love that because these two folks are posing with really funky hats on and sunglasses. And they're also doing the pose I talked about earlier with the rock and roll sign sticking in their toes.
Yes, they got their tongues out.
That one's for you.
Yes, he's sleeping in the chair behind me. Finally, after 2 hours and 47 minutes, Stout has decided it's time to take a nap now in the studio. So,
oh, yeah, well, it's time.
Well, you know.
Clearly, it is his nap time. Dogs only, I mean, unless they're out and about, like, partying in nature or, like, walking or doing something interactive, I think they're, unless they're puppies, they're pretty much like, yeah, we're not doing anything. I might as well go to sleep.
Not you this know? One. This one's constantly, no, he's just jumped out of the chair. Yep. He's wandering around. It's like, okay, time to get up. I mean, he never sits
you
still.
You said his name.
Yeah.
If
I'm with him, he does not really chill out until, you know, and he hears the people next door. I think that's the other part. And he wants to go say hi to them. But I told him he has to wait till after the morning show is over to do that. But yeah.
Yes, that is right.
Yeah. He's here again. And we'll talk briefly about that in just a moment as we wrap up calendar days as well. It's also Eliza Doolittle Day. It celebrates the Cockney accent of how we can be better versions of ourselves. You know, you talk a little bit like this. And that's the best you're going to get at me. It's not the Irish accent that I've used or the other ones as well. It's also one.
He's trying.
Yes. And this one, I know I won't be celebrating today, but it's Be a Millionaire Today. So be a billion.
Let's
millionaire
do it.
Day,
Let's
so.
Be, you know, we can be millionaires in our own brains.
Yes.
Right? We could be like, think about the things you're rich with in your life. If it's people, if it's love, if it's animals, if it's your home or your yard or your job or, you know, the nature around you, where you live, your community. There's so many ways that we can be millionaires without all the millions of actual dollars. Now, of course, I'm not saying that's not something that we would all enjoy being as well, but I feel like a millionaire in my life. So let's just try to keep those the millionaire idea in a figurative way and apply that to a different way that you could kind of feel about your life, right?
I totally agree with that. You don't need you can go and be a millionaire and feel like $1 million without spending a dollar. So that's the way I look at it. And I do want to tie back into something that you and I talked about during our morning show this morning, because it is obviously something that impacted the state of Wisconsin and our community as well. We did learn last night that two students did pass away at the UW-Platteville due to an isolated targeted incident. We don't know a whole lot more details than that. We do know that one of those individuals is from Baraboo, and this happened at the UW-Platteville campus in Platteville yesterday afternoon. And they have canceled their final exams, and that's what they felt was the best option. So they canceled all final exams at UW-Platteville and the UW-Baraboo-Platteville campuses due to this event. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with all the families involved, the faculty, and other students in the UW-Platteville system. We want to remind you that if you are a UW-Platteville student and you need some sort of support assistance, you can call 844-602-6680. They have mental health professionals available to talk to you. Again, that number is 844-602-6680. If you're somebody else that's impacted by this or any other sort of event, you can call 988. That's available for those that need assistance. 988 is free, confidential, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call or text 988 anytime, any day. They have folks available to assist you. And we just want to remind everyone about that today. So we obviously, our thoughts are thinking about everybody today that's involved in that situation. And I, again, for anyone that's in this building, I do have the dog in here. If you need a little extra loving today, he's available. Just get a hold of me. I will gladly send him over to your office today for a little extra love today. He is here for you today, Emily.
That's so nice. I mean, we always surround ourselves with pets, as we should, because that's something we love. It's not for everyone. It's for you and I, though, for sure. And it is nice to be able to share that love, because love from pets and love from animals, really, just there's no comparison, because they kind of are just in the moment and they know that you need it and they'll curl up with you. It's amazing when you have some emotional strife or physical ailment going on. They know, they come near you and they are closer, and oftentimes they're like near the places in your body that hurt. And it's just really quite incredible, the instincts and the wherewithal that they have with giving you what you need in a time and a hard time. So definitely visit with Dave, visit with Stout today if you need him, or if you need either one of those guys. They will make you feel better.
Yes, we're here for you. And if, again, you're a student over at the UW-Baraboo-Platteville campus and you want to stop by and say hi to him, or just need a little dog loving, you can reach out to me via text 608-355-9970, or you can call 608-355-9970. We're here for you today. That's what we're here for. We're located in downtown Baraboo, and I'll gladly share a little bit of dog love with you today. He is here for anyone that needs him, Emily. And you'll be back with us tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about Wednesday shenanigans.
Fantastic. I look forward to that. Wednesday's a nice day to get through and to welcome people into, because it is halfway through the work week. And there's usually lots of fun stuff going on in the community on Wednesdays, just because I think people, you know, notice that Wednesday is a day that people need to like let it loose or take it easy or like whatever it is, just because it's halfway through the work week. So Wednesdays are great. We're going to have a great Wednesday. Everyone have a great Tuesday. Be kind to yourself today. Wrap yourself in your own hugs. Get some love from pets, from kids, from family, from friends, from your community. And just, you know, take a breath and know that we're going to get through the day, and tomorrow's going to be another day, and we're all millionaires in our own right with all the things that we have.
Most definitely. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
You love U.S. Cellular Home Internet. It lets you do all your favorite things because it's fast, reliable, and affordable.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and do the things you love with internet you love. Just pay $39.99 a month when you bundle with a wireless plan. And if you don't love it, you have 15 days to let us know. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular home internet. Just $39.99 a month. Act now and lock in that price for 3 years. Visit your local store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. And whether you're grilling or feeding a crowd, we've got your Memorial Day menu covered. Start in the deli with hot and ready 8-piece roasted chicken, just $8.99. Or pick up our famous potato salad, only $4.99 a pound. Cool down with a whole watermelon, $4.99 each. And don't forget the chips, 5 to 8 ounce bags of Lay's, 4 for $10. And Coca-Cola products, 2-liter bottles, 2 for $5. Celebrate smart, shop local with Baraboo Fresh Market.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Baraboo Young Professionals will be hosting their summer kickoff food truck rally. This event is going to be held at the Sauk County Fairgrounds on Friday, May 23rd from 5:30 until 10 p.m. Live music, a beer tent, and food vendors galore will be at the Sauk County Fairgrounds for this one-of-a-kind event. You must be 21 to enter the beer tent, and if you're under 21, you must be with a parent or guardian. You're welcome to bring your own chairs, but no carry-in food or beverages allowed of any kind. There's no cover, and you can find all the details at BaraboOYoungProfessionals.com/summer-kickoff-food. Truck rally. And it's time again to celebrate the kickoff to summer with the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Village Chicken Barbecue. This will go from 11 a.m. to around 1 p.m. or until the chicken is gone. $15 gets you a half chicken meal, including baked potato, roll, beans, applesauce, and milk. Also be pie slices available for purchase. This again is all going to be happening at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village. Again, that's going to be on Sunday, May 25th. RAHSPV.com for all the details. And then also on that same Sunday, May 25th, from 7 a.m. until noon, it's the EAA Chapter 371 Annual Pancake Breakfast Fly-In Drive-In Car Show at the Portage Airport. All-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, cooked to order, sausage, milk, juice, or coffee. Come watch planes landing and taking off. They'll have an Army helicopter on display, kids climbing wall, antique, classic, and hot rods on display as well, plus details on the EAA Chapter 371 Scholarship Awards. Again, this all happens at the Portage Library right off Silver Lake Drive in Portage. This will be on Sunday, May 25th from 7 a.m. until noon. Check out their website for all the details.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Look at him go, look at him kick, makes you want.
for the look in her eye. She's dressed on leather, flesh on the mind. Words and weapons, sharpen the knives.